The master plan includes two campgrounds, an environmental education center, a conference facility, and hiking trails. Adams Interim Town Administrator Donna Season, who is also Director of Community Development, says the Greylock Glen is part of a vision strategy launched by the town years ago.
We recognize that outdoor recreation, being at the base of the tallest mountain in Massachusetts, that those were strengths, and we needed to really exploit those strengths. So the Glen will help us do that and help rebuild our economy from a manufacturing economy to a more tourist-based economy.
The Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation managed the area before signing it over to the town. The 99-year lease costs Adams $1 a year. Ideas for the Glen have been kicked around for about 50 years, with more significant progress in the last 10. Season says the town has been frugal throughout, spending $1 million in select permitting and transportation projects to aid development.
But we've worked very hard to make the project essentially shovel-ready. We have new utilities, a new roadway installed. We've done most of the major permitting for the project, so we think this will be more attractive to private entities.
The Lodge and Conference Center is expected to account for half of the $40 million plan, a cost Season expects a private developer to carry. Berkshire Chamber of Commerce CEO Jonathan Butler was Adams Town Administrator from 2009 until this September. He says conference venues able to accommodate 150 people are limited in the area.
You know, we have a few facilities, you know, whether it be Cranwell or the Crown Plaza, and there's certainly a few others, Jiminy Peak. You know, outside of those kind of anchor institutions in the county, there aren't any real specific conference areas or conference venues. So I think in the planning process for the Glen all along, the conference center was seen as, you know, an opportunity that would fill a need both in Adams and North County, but also even regionally.
Based on requests for interest that began in 2010, Butler and Season say it will be a great place for a hotel developer to offer space for company retreats to weddings. Season says the state will put $2.2 million toward the trail system, which Butler says will benefit both tourists and residents.
You know, you've seen recently with the development of venues like Ramble Wild, certainly the off-season success that Jiminy Peak has had in addition to their ski season. But, you know, people that come to the Berkshires, we have so much arts and culture, so many wonderful theater venues, but there's also tourists that are looking to get, you know, to get their hands dirty. They're looking to hike and bike and do rock climbing and get out in the outdoors and enjoy this beautiful landscape. And the Greylock Glen is going to be one of the best places to do that in all of, you know, Massachusetts.
Working with environmental groups like Mass Audubon, development, apart from the trail system, is expected to be concentrated into roughly 60 acres. State Representative Gail Ann Caridi expects to file legislation to protect the remaining land next legislative session.
We do need to continue to protect lands to make sure that that they stay in their natural habitat and their natural beauty so that people will want to come here and enjoy that type of recreation.
Season anticipates the town will pursue state and federal grants for the project. Initial work on the campgrounds is expected to start in 2016. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.